tips on grazing corn stalks. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Poor pastures, tight hay supplies, and an early corn harvest will likely mean a significant increase in grazing of corn stalks in the Midwest this fall. Of course, there's also a lot more baling of corn stalks and corn residue taking place. University of Nebraska Extension beef specialist Dr. Rick Rasby says there could be some concern with nitrates in non-irrigated cornfields.
Those stalks, I think, can still be utilized. There's some risk, but like I said earlier, there's probably always risk with grazing corn stalks. But when you think about those fields that might have some nitrates, the thing that you might think about is filling them up with some feed hay prior to turning them out. I would suspect that those cows are coming off some pastures that are probably pretty closely grazed and could possibly be pretty hungry. And so filling up going out would be an important aspect. The other thing that I would say is that when you think about nitrate in corn residue, the nitrates are going to be more concentrated down in the lower part of the stalk, the lower third of the stalk. And so even cows in corn stalk residue, they are selective grazers, and they're going to select the husk and the leaf, and the final thing that they're going to select is the stalk. And so the idea here would be just don't force them to consume the stalk. Go in and check that field out. Make sure that you don't have an overgrowth of pigweed and stuff in those fields. Pigweed is going to be green and high in nitrates. And so make sure that you take a look at those, kind of survey the field, and again, fill them up before you go out. And the other thing would be is to source more stalks than you have in the past, because we're going to go out earlier this year, and so that corn stalk grazing period may be longer. And so if you source more stalks, you're probably going to limit the cows eating the lower part of the stalk.
Well, let's talk about the economics of this, the value of corn stalks to both the cattle producer and to the corn farmer.
To me, if I were a producer, I'd be comparing the using corn stalk bales or grazing corn residue to what it would cost me to dry lot them, okay? You know, you think about the corn stalk residue, it can be comparable to maybe some medium quality kind of grass hay. But also in that calculation, we think about how much you might pay for corn stalk residue when you graze it. It depends on, you know, who has to fence it. Is there a readily available water source close? So those kinds of things need to be put into that calculation. I don't think they're going to be as cheap as they've been in the past. You know, it used to be we could get corn stalks for anywhere from 25 cents per head per day up to about 50 cents per head per day. And so I think it's going to be above that price would be my guess.
University of Nebraska Extension beef specialist Dr. Rick Rasby, and that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.